This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't hear it.
Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Oh my gosh. Why did that crossfade not work? Was that my fault?
I don't know.
Welcome to Robert Scott Bell Show, Sleep Deprived Edition. I'm playing the crossfade and the music is just blaring.
Couldn't hear it.
Yeah, what I happened? Couldn't hear it at all. Do I do it again or do I dare do it again? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of, yeah, I do.
Cancer is killing. Texaco's spilling. The whole world's gone to hell, but how are you? I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. Feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Okay, now we get it. Folks, we cross-faded a second time for whatever reason. Well, where's that from?
That is from South Park.
That is South Park, okay.
Yeah.
So why are we opening with a South Park story? Was that from Big Gay Al on South Park?
Yeah, that's Big Gay Al. Yes.
Gotcha. All right, so reason being, and we're going to get into the health stories. Y'all are going, well, why is he doing a detour before he's even started? Well, it's just the way I do on my show. And, you know, the big deal is the 7-2 Supreme Court decision today. Super Don doesn't think it's a big deal. I do. About the guy in Colorado who refused to make the gay wedding cake. Now, how do you know if the wedding cake is gay? Well, all right, that's a good question. But apparently it's like the groom and the groom or something about it. And the guy said, listen, I'll make a cake, but it's against my religious beliefs, you know, for two people of the same sex to get married. I don't want to make that cake. And so, of course, you know, the intolerance on the left is such that, oh, my gosh, we have to take this, sue this man for all he's worth and take it all the way up. And, of course, they did and did and did. And the rules were going against him at every appeal level, apparently, until the Supreme Court. 7-2 decision saying, yeah, the guy's sincerely held religious beliefs should not be violated here. And listen, this is a narrow ruling. It doesn't mean you can refuse service to gay people. For those of you thinking that, that's not what this means. It just means if someone has a deeply held religious, sincerely held religious conviction, that you can't force them to violate their religious beliefs. You might not like them. You might think they're repugnant. It's irrelevant. If you want tolerance for your beliefs, you're going to have to tolerate people who believe differently than you. I have very significant and sincerely held religious beliefs. Some would call them spiritual because the term religious has been kind of reduced in value based on 501c3 mega whatevers. I get that. But spiritual beliefs that really, they probably are, if not outright the opposite of the vast majority of people on planet Earth or certainly in America, they are certainly in the minority of the minority of the minority. Until I can explain it to them, then they go, oh, yeah, I believe that too, but I'm too afraid to live that way. And I'm not even going to go into it right now, but yes, religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs, uniquely your own, sincerely held, shall not be violated just because you don't like them. And the government, the Supreme Court in this case, I believe they ruled correctly. Again, it is not carte blanche to discriminate against people you don't like or believe or whatever. It's about sincerely held religious beliefs in a narrow sense. You come in and you're gay, I can't refuse you service. You come in and you're gay and you want a gay wedding cake and I don't believe in gay weddings, gay marriages. I'm just, you know, giving you the explanation of what happened. Yes, you have the right to say, you know what, you're going to have to go somewhere else. I'd be happy to bake a cake, but not that one. Super Don, you go.
I think this is dumb. I think it was dumb to begin with from the beginning. And I think, you know, the thing is I don't think you and I really disagree on this. It's just like, are we really still sitting? When did this first happen? I mean, this was like...
It's a couple of years now, isn't it?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
I think, no, it's 2012, it looks
was
like.
Was it that long? Yeah, it's been a while.
It was that long ago. And so I saw this headline. I'm like, are we really still battling over the gay cake? Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought this was, like, resolved and done, like, a long time ago. As far as I'm concerned, we should live in a society where, look, you see the sign every once in a while when you walk into a store or something like that. There's a sign behind the counter that says, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, right?
Right, sure.
And I thought for sure, I mean, for the longest time, that was just really how it was, you know? You know, it's like, for me, it's like, okay, let's say there's like a guy that owns a store and he doesn't believe in gay marriage. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is that the other baker that is like three streets down to the right, he has no problem with making cakes for gay people.
Right.
So what's going to happen is the guy that doesn't make cakes for gay people is right. Not going to get
Hold
the
on.
Gay
you've
service,
already,
the
you've
business,
already,
right?
You've already jumped the shark because it wasn't about the customer being gay. That's the way you're describing it. I need to make this clarification because it has nothing to do with... He doesn't have the right to discriminate against somebody because they have sexual orientation he may or may not disagree with. It is about specifically the cake that represented a violation of his sincerely held religious beliefs. Okay? You might not like his religious beliefs, but I'm not talking to you. It's important to distinguish because it wasn't about the fact that they were gay.
All right,
or not gay.
So it wasn't the fact that the guy was gay. It was because he wanted a gay wedding cake.
Correct. Very specific.
So how many heterosexual people go and order gay wedding cakes? None. Mm-hmm. So it would only be a cake that would be ordered by somebody who happened to be gay.
No,
so,
No. It could be the mom or the dad of the gay couple. They're going in to buy the wedding cake, and he would have refused to do it. No, Super Don, we do disagree on this if that's where you're taking it. Because it matters, that specific belief. Again, I want a separation of marriage and state. I've been very clear about that. I don't think the government on any level should have anything to do with marriage, right? I didn't get a marriage license. I didn't believe in welcoming the government into my marriage, my holy union, based on my belief, right? So that's part of my religious belief.
Here's the thing that I know we weren't supposed to spend really a whole lot of time on this, but it's like, all right, so you're telling me that the guy that owns the bakery is against gay weddings, but he has no problem with people being gay?
That is correct. That is correct.
I think that's BS. I don't believe that. Because if you're against gay weddings, you're against it because it's two people of the same gender who are getting married, which means they're gay. So ultimately, it's the fact that the people are gay, not the fact that they're, because I'm sure they would be against gay people kissing, gay people having intercourse, gay people marrying.
You're missing the nuance, the finer nuance of the ruling. Because it isn't about, he doesn't have the right to refuse service.
I think you're splitting hairs.
No, it's important. No. It is very important here. Because, again, if the government can force you to violate your religious beliefs, where does that end? Okay?
No.
Where does
and
that
see,
end?
You and I aren't disagreeing on that.
Yeah.
It's just
he had no problem baking the gay people a cake, is the point. And he said so. It isn't about that they're gay. It's about specifically he believes the institution of marriage, however you would say it, biblically, whatever.
Oh, so what you're saying is if they came in to get a birthday cake, it would have been okay.
That is correct, and he's on the record saying that. It had nothing to do with the fact that the people were, okay? So, yeah, we spent more time on that. If you guys want to chime in on that, let me know if I'm full of it or Super Don's full of it or we're both full. But I will get into this more as this show progresses, not necessarily tonight. Sure. But how important this religious freedom is. And once you start allowing the government to say, no, you have to violate your religious beliefs in the capacity and function of your business, okay?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I think ultimately at the end of the day, we both agree that anybody should have the right to refuse service to anybody. I mean, for any reason. You know?
Yeah, I want people to just kind of grow up, and I would say grow a pair, but the lesbians won't like that. Or maybe just the women in general.
Oh, but, dear. Here we go again.
Listen, this is talk radio. This is not for the sensitive. All right, I'm sensitive occasionally, too. I'm a sensitive guy. Okay. I am. So let's transition into the first official health question of the day, and this relates to what are quacks, who are quacks, what is real medicine, what is snake oil, and my good buddy Sayer G, who after that opening, I don't know if he wants to be friends with me anymore. No, he probably does. He's libertarian. Sayer G from Green Med Info, we love him. And Sayer is amazing as a writer, as a researcher. Green Med Info is awesome. Y'all check it out. Check out the first link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Who are the real quacks and snake oil salesmen? And I've been on the record saying this for many, many years, that in fact snake oil is more effective at, let's say, remediating maladies than FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. And it's a lot safer, too. And case in point, Sayer does it. He nails it. He talks, first of all, the quacksilver, or quacks, came from quacksilver, quicksilver. Those doctors who were using mercury, particularly dentists. And so quacks based on mercury, the use of mercury in medicine, that's crazy. The Mad Hatter, those of you who have seen Alice in Wonderland. How did he become mad? Because he was working with mercury. And unfortunately, the medical community has gone crazy the more they embraced it over the years. And of course, that means in vaccinations as well, which are inclusive of pretty much all vaccines because subcomponents in them are preserved with thimerosal, which is basically a mercury-derived compound. So he goes on, Sayer, to list specific scientific peer-reviewed literature about snake oil. Boa constrictor oil has potent anti-inflammatory and significant antimicrobial activity against Staph aureus and Staph pyogenes. That's PubMed from 2008. Irabu sea snake oil has beneficial effect on plasma glucose in diabetic mice. Another article on PubMed that came out in 2006. Another snake oil, same snake, 2007. It improves the swimming endurance of aged mice by attenuating lactate production and enhanced lactate clearance. This is amazing. Fat from the boa constrictor, inhibitor on keloids and normal dermal fibroblasts. And then he goes into earthworms. That's for, who's that for? Lori, that watches us on YouTube? Earthworm paste has antioxidant and anti-ulcer properties superior to the drug ranitidine. Or is it ranitidine? However they say it. Now, Sayer says, I'm not going to go out and eat earthworms for that purpose, but if I was given the option, having that condition, take the FDA-approved drug or the earthworm paste, I'm with Sayer. I would take the earthworm paste.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We are here broadcasting live for the most part. The Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Simulcast on YouTube, GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. We'll tell you how to archive it, how you can get it as an archive. Anyway, thanks again to Heidi Parikh and My Compassion and everybody that was up there. It was an amazing, amazing day. Crazy day to consider. It was a long-distance commute, if there ever was one, to get up there in the morning and come back at night. But I'm glad I did it, and I'm blessed for the opportunity to share, you know, my passion in healing and how to see these big pictures and how to weave all of this together. And hopefully they'll make the video of my short presentation in addition to the radio show. The radio show is available, but the presentation that I did there available. So, Super Don, make sure we reach out to Heidi to find out how and when we can make that video available for folks.
No problemo.
Okay. So let's transition into our next story of the night, and this relates to the opioid crisis. And we knew it was bad, but ridiculous is an understatement. 20% of all deaths in young adults in the United States is opioid related. 20%. One in five young people dying, young adults, related to opioids. 20%. To say this is a crisis is, they have to redefine the word crisis. It doesn't even... Crisis doesn't rise to the occasion. 20%, one out of every five. Did I read that right? It's 2 out of 10. Yes, 20%.
Yeah.
The study published in the JAMA Network Open and led by St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, Ontario, found the percentage of deaths attributed to opioids in the U.S. increased by 292% from 2001 to 2016, with one in every 65 deaths related to opioid use by 2016. Again, but 24 to 30 young adults, 24 to 35, highest burden. 20% of all deaths. Now, again, FDA approved, licensed doctor prescribed, pharmacist controlled, all of that stuff.
and tell me how dietary supplements are the problem. Tell me how kratom is the problem. Tell me how acupuncture, homeopathy, all the things the FDA tries to target and go after. 20% of all young people's deaths related to this opioid crisis. Now, there's perhaps good news on the horizon. This story is out of New York, of all places. And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You got to read this. In New York State, not a big fan of New York, even though I came to this planet there, through there, right? Like in Men in Black, I think through the Statue of Liberty, my ancestors came through. New York moving forward with a bill that would allow doctors to prescribe what? Instead of opioids. Cannabis. New York's bill provides an interesting contrast to similar bills in other states and sets up a debate on when cannabis best serves as a replacement for opioids. So basically, it's opening the floodgates wide, and I'm all for it. In every case where they would prescribe an opiate, Superdon, would you have a problem instead they prescribed cannabis?
No.
No.
I mean, I think in addition to maybe some other alternatives to opioids,
right.
I think it should be available. Because, I mean, obviously it's not going to work for everybody. But, I can, you know, it's crazy to think that we live in a time where we can read a headline like that, right?
Yeah.
Where they're now, like, trying to make it so that opioids and opiates are replaced with cannabis. I mean, I saw that earlier today. I was just like, whoa, go New York. I mean, that is as progressive as it gets right there.
So, you know, in New York, if you, and obviously we opened with the story about the baker in Colorado and the whole gay marriage thing. If this happened in New York, you might still be protected because it went to the Supreme Court level, and so the states are probably going to honor this one, I guess. We'll see. Well, I guess if this happened in New York, let's say you go to a gay couple, go for a wedding, the baker says, you know what, it's against my religion. But guess what? If you're hurt by this, as I am, let's go to the doctor, we'll get a doobie prescribed to us, we'll all sit down, smoke it together, and laugh about it. All bets are, you know, it's all good, right? All good. You know, you don't have to scream and cry because you have different beliefs. You can hang out and enjoy the cannabis together because one day, again, in the religious institutions, they'll recognize that that plant is a sacred plant. Yes, I said it. And, you know, as much as, again, some people have different, you can believe differently, that's okay. But the idea here is, right, find the things you have in common rather than focusing only on where you have disagreement. And if that disagreement is based on a sincerely held religious belief or conviction, you know what? Just bless that person. You might not agree with them. But as long as they're not taking out a gun or something to harm you, in violation of your right to life at that point, again, you can move on. Just move on. And I think that's hopefully something we can learn today. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Thinking Moms Revolution. Our good friend Kim Ritchie Spencer. They've got a big annual online auction, and I think I've donated things in the past for them. But it's a great group, and I want to support them. So we're going to hear from Kim, see what's the latest with TMR. If she or any of them were at Autism One, maybe get an update because I haven't been in a while and I'm missing it. Hopefully next year we can be there. Check it all out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you're offended, please do leave us a nice message at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, next hour, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine, and we're not going to wait to go Advanced Medicine. We're going to go Advanced Thinking Moms Revolution right now. TMR. Kim Ritchie Spencer is with me now. And I'm so glad to have you back on board. I can't imagine it's been another year gone by, and it's time for the TMR, Thinking Moms Revolution, online auction to support what you're doing. And I do, and I want people to know about it. How are you, Kim?
Thank you. I am so good, and I've missed you. It's been too long.
I know. We've got to find some kind of conference to get together again, because...
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we've been real quiet lately. You know, there's 20... Because other people don't know the history of TMR. There's 23 of us moms and one dad who were all autism parents that started this movement. And it's been 5 or 6 years since we first got together, wrote our book, wrote our second book, wrote our third book, have a blog, and have a nonprofit. And we're exhausted. It is. It's been really hard to keep it going. Some of the moms, like me, have recovered children. Very lucky. My child is a 17-year-old working senior in high school who will graduate with 12 college credits and does, you know, life amazingly. And then some of us are still in seizure and severity land. And so... Lots of burnout. You know, we've always intended for this to be a free and volunteer only group. And we'll get to that when we talk about the auction. But, yeah, we've just kind of had to step back for a minute and reassess and turn our heads away from the computer screen and back into our homes so that we can, get it back together and come back strong again soon.
Beautiful. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But yeah, tooling, if you will, sometimes, having been at this as long as you have now. And we were talking on the break before we rejoined with our radio audience, with our YouTube audience. You know, the fact that there was a lot of activity, a lot of flurry each year. We would go to Autism One, and you know, there were different conferences on a regional, smaller basis. But, you know, how much energy do you have in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, or years, to continue to, you know, be like the Paul Revere's, if you will, of... Hey, the doctors with their vaccines are coming. Moms, dads, wake up. Don't let this happen to your children. See, this is what happened to mine. And having no support within, as you know, the mainstream media, government agencies, etc. In fact, quite the opposite has occurred. And so people knew the kind of battles you were dealing with, trying to just simply warn other parents that this is real and we could stop this right now. But
well, and don't forget the money angle. I mean, we're up against billions. And we have none. You know, I mean, we just have none. I mean, my husband will tell you how much in the red we are for me just traveling to a conference or just taking time away from the family to talk to you or, you know, I mean, just so much that is come out of our own pockets. And we love to do it, and we don't want to do it any other way. We know none of our families have any money, and we, you know, felt very privileged to be able to do the things that we've done. But that's a huge win as well.
Wasn't one of the groups that was developed in this nonprofit concept to help other families that were in need of support to be able to take care of the quote-unquote medical/non-medical interventions that are very expensive and not covered by insurance?
Yeah, so we didn't start out as a nonprofit. We didn't know really how to start out. It takes a long time to get nonprofit status, so we just kind of made an LLC really fast so we could, you know, get our book out and do what we needed to do while we worked on the nonprofit side. And at this point, at www.steamtmr.org, we do take grant applications, and every dime that we take in goes 100% of that money goes back out to families in need. And we don't have enough to cover the need whatsoever. We completely believe that parents should have their own ideas of what they want to do for their kids medically. I will say, and I shouldn't say this out loud, but I mean, out of pocket to recover my child, $750 to $1 million out of pocket.
Yeah.
Western, you know, insurance does not cover the stuff that we wanted to try, and that was very successful. And we know that not every family has that, you know, they're divorced families. There's, you know, I mean, just the horribleness goes on and on. So whatever level we can try to turn around and give back to these families to get a leg up, to try something they want to try that they could never try without us, is super important to us. And none of us takes a dime, and we gladly give 100% back. And that's what makes me really proud about our auctions and our nonprofit. As we've watched other groups, you know, the blue puzzle piece people, you know, 7% goes back to families, where, gosh, we just had their money. So,
yeah,
we're super excited that we're about to pull this off with yet another online auction.
So not only, obviously, I want people to know about the auction. Maybe they want to buy something really cool, and also that, you know, the money is going 100% to where it needs to be going. You might have a service or a gift or some substance, something that you might want to donate to be auctioned off. I think that's another aspect of this.
Yes. So you guys have put on your website, not only a link to the group where you can jump into the auction, and we'll talk about the dates in a minute, but jump in there and find really cool stuff for hopefully very cheap and also to help other families. But we are still soliciting donations. So anyone that has, I mean, we have, you know, autism-specific books, you know, books signed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We have supplements that are factory-sealed, and, you know, we have jewelry. We have essential oils. We have appointments with homeopaths that specialize in our kids. You know, I mean, we had even someone donated their services to write a resume, you know, for you. Mm. I mean, we've got it all. So it's for everyone. It's not just for autism moms or families, but we've got a little bit of everything. And, again, if anybody would like to donate, we have put on your website the Google Doc to go in and just fill it out really quickly as to how to do that. It's super easy. For the first time, we've gotten crazy mm-hmm. cool about technology.
Yes.
And it's super easy to donate. So, yes, we are taking donations, and we are also excited for anybody to come in and bid for our gifts on Facebook.
Now, Kim, I've got to ask this because, you know, there'll be people out there that may be hearing you for the first time, didn't know about the Thinking Moms Revolution, and then say, I just heard her mention a personal story about her own son recovered. And a lot of people haven't heard that that's possible and that it does happen. But, of course, very little or none of it's covered by the so-called insurance schemes that the government approves of or even mandates. So if you were to give insight, and I know every child has, you know, unique distinctions in terms of what would help recover them. I mean, there are certain commonalities that I would agree that there are. But is there anything you could say to those moms that are hearing this, dads that are hearing this for the first time?
Yeah, so I not only have the excellent experience of bringing my son back from moderate to severe autism, very violent, 14 diarrheas a day, head banging, flapping, not putting two words together, not potty training, forever, and now a very successful 17-year-old with some quirks. Like, I'm not going to say some stuff, you know. You know, that he's just like, don't call me handsome, that makes me mad. You know, it's like, just random things like that. Mm-hmm. But I also spent 3 years working for my pediatrician, who partnered with, oddly enough, Dr. Bradstreet, to help me with my son. But he hired me as an advocate for the autism families in his office. So I had experience interviewing and doing intake, I think, on about 300 families, autism families there. And, you know, I mean, there was no rhyme and reason about who responded and who didn't. I just feel like, you know, there's some luck involved, but there's also some guidance that's needed to clean up the diet. That's huge, you know. Figure out what pathogens are in there that are wreaking havoc. Figuring out what metals are in there wreaking havoc. You know, just getting some guidance to do that. And, you know, my family was full of autoimmune disease, and Patrick's autism was autoimmune. So when we figured out how to attack the inflammation from the autoimmune disease, that really brought him back. But everybody's so different, you know. I mean, I have friends that have just done, you know, $3 million worth of out-of-pocket, and their child is still very ill. So it's just so hard, Robert, to figure out. But what our message is that you have the power to try, and we want to give you a hand up, and we want to help you find the money or help you find the answers or help you, you know, just figure it out to do what you want to do. You know, it's parents' right to be able to go and find the stuff and be able to access it. It's not fair, you know, if you think you can't afford it or you're husband doesn't support you, or you have grandparents that are saying this is, you know, pshaw, or that you find yourself in a situation where people are saying this is just genetic and the way it is, that might not be the case, you know, and you have the right to explore that as much as you should want to and to access it. So,
Kim, I want to go back to a little bit about your background that I know, and you were in mainstream television media, in fact. And, you know, when I talk about the mainstream media the way I do, it isn't with seething hatred. I recognize these people need to make a living, and they learn pretty quickly what they can and can't do in the mainstream media, if they want their job, right? To cover this situation of vaccine-induced autism, honestly, openly, with integrity, is something that is not allowed. You know, I don't know how many times over the years you still maybe have friends in that media that recognize it, probably quietly behind the scenes say, you know, Kim, I would love to be able to do this, but I'd be out of a job tomorrow if I actually did what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. One woman that I really love is Kathleen Kennedy. She was an anchor at CNN, and she's pretty vocal about this now, and it just swells my heart. Because you do have a living to make, and it's the same as pediatricians as far as mm-hmm. I'm concerned. I mean, just,
yeah.
You have, you know, an expected level of income and an expected level of, you know, what kind of car you drive and what kind of vacation home you have and how many kids you need to send to a really expensive college, and what are you going to do about that? How are you going to compensate
right.
yourself?
No, well, you know, ultimately, I ask how you look at yourself in the mirror because on I just need to have money coming in. I'll sacrifice these children. TeamTMR.org. TeamTMR.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk with Kim on the break, those of you watching on YouTube, to follow up here. But y'all check it out. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Support the Thinking Moms Revolution and their online auction.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I made it back from Detroit. Got a little few days at home, and then we're going up to Minneapolis, St. Paul for the National Health Freedom Congress. And we've been talking to Roseanne Lindsay off and on for weeks now, getting you all ready. We had Diane Miller on and others, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all my friends in the health freedom community. That'll be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week. That's, I think, 10th, 11th, 12th of June. We've added some more upcoming events, and there'll be even more to add into the mix. So check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Once again, thank you to Kim Ritchie Spencer and Thinking Moms Revolution. TeamTMR.org. We also have a link if you want to donate something for this online auction to support their efforts. Then they've given away everything to help those families in need. It is as worthwhile a group as there is out there to support. So thank you for that. Now, Super D, you remember the global corporation with no allegiance to any nation or state who shall not be named. You remember that? Is that how it went?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Harry Potter, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but according to one story out there, apparently that's what Bayer is set to do for Monsanto, or Monsatan, as sometimes we'll say.
The corporation who shall not be named.
Yeah, and you know, it's fascinating to me that this is happening. If their merger goes forward, as apparently it is, I don't know if it's completed yet, but they're planning to basically shelve the name Monsanto. You know,
what are you doing?
Did I say it?
You're not supposed to say it.
Oh wait, I apologize.
And who owns that wand?
We do not speak their name.
Yeah, who owns that wand? We do not. Yeah, listen. All right, but let's just say it this way: if your name is tantamount to Satan at this point in the eyes of many, probably a good business decision. I don't know. You know, as long as we track it, obviously the mainstream media is not going to cover it the way we are. But the idea that they're dropping the name of Monsatan. I don't know. Are they going to keep the name Bayer, or are they going to call it something completely new?
It's going to be Bayer. Yeah, it's going to be Bayer. And yeah. I guess this was announced like today or yesterday or something like that. And it was the chief executive, Bayer, Werner Baumann. Mm-hmm. He says, he's quoted here, the company name is and will remain Bayer. Monsanto will no longer be a company name. So, I know there are other companies that have done this, pharmaceutical companies that have done this.
Yeah.
We're talking about pharmaceutical companies that I think over time people will forget. But Monsanto.
Wait.
You know,
Voldemort.
Don't say it.
Voldemort.
Oh, my God.
Voldemort. Monsanto.
Yeah. Don't say it.
Listen, I can't imagine that there's any way that listen, in this day and age that we live in, where information, news, and things, you know, that stuff spreads. I think the whole changing the name thing may have worked like 40 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's like everybody knows. I mean, it's tracking. Like Monsanto is joining Bayer, and they're purposely changing the name because they don't want you to think about Monsanto and the reputation it's had. Are people really going to fall for that?
You know, if they don't know history, they will fall for anything. And Bayer?
Who doesn't know about Monsanto, though? I mean, maybe like two or three generations from now, maybe. Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about Bayer now. How many people? See, I believe you should associate Bayer's name with with Satan. Why not? Because they are the demon spawn of Nazi Germany's IG Farben. You know, these are the same.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing, Robert. Most people don't know that. I didn't even know that until I started working with you. Yeah. I had no clue. I thought Bayer. Oh yeah, baby aspirin.
Right. Yeah, bleeding gastroesophageal disease. See? Baby aspirin. That's what you should be thinking. Antibiotics, chemotherapy. We are slowly but surely reprogramming the people of planet Earth to our... But no, don't be afraid, folks. We're just bringing some things up that you might have missed when you learned what they call history, but was a very abridged version, a very erased and scraped and kind of, I don't know, sanitized version. For the benefit of big pharma, big government, big media, and perpetual warfare. And the warfare on you from Monsanto or Voldemort and Bayer, the war that they got going on you is going into your body every time you eat GMO foods, processed foods with highly effed up corn syrup. Yeah, I said that in a way I can say it, and I stand by the statement. Folks, we got a whole lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour. Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine. Check it out in the show notes. We'll be back. Super Don's going to bake a gay wedding cake. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.